Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Phil, what are you going to be looking for?
Well, we're going to looking to see if Gavin can get out of this one alive, because it's probably the last statewide showing of all the candidates, and he is the front runner. So he's going to be the target of fellow Democrats like former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, Delaine Easton, the former Superintendent of Public Instruction, John Chung, our treasurer, and Republicans John Cox and Travis Allen will probably be going after each other to see who can coalesce a Republican vote in the hopes of coming in number two. So Democrats are going to have to go after Newsom if they want to increase their standing, and the Republicans are probably going to have to go after each other if they want to take on Newsom in the end.
Phil, who does Newsom go after most directly?
Like I said, he goes after the door as quick as he can. I mean, Gavin is the front runner. He's got about 30% in the polls, which is pretty strong if it was strictly a Democrat-Republican primaries. But we have an open primary, so everybody's in the hopper. He has got the mojo, and if anybody is going to increase their vote on the Democratic side, it's going to have to come out of him, because Republicans just aren't inclined to vote for a Democrat. Now, they're all jockeying for the number two slot, and Gavin is going to parlay and parse on issues like universal health care. He's for it. Other people have questions about the financing. I think a lot of the questions to him are going to be, how do you plan to pay for all your great visions? So I think a lot of it's going to be directed at him, and it's going to be one of those things with six people and a moderator. It's one of those classic things you've watched on debates where they might ask Jeff or Patty or Phil a question, and he'll say, glad you asked that question, then turn around and sort of infer a question to somebody else without really answering it.
So Gavin wants to run against a Republican.
Yeah.
And so maybe is he trying to tilt the deck so one of his Republican challengers ends up right beneath him in the primary, and then he can take him out during the general?
Well, that is, in fact, what some people are saying he's doing. And I was watching. What he did is he launched an ad just recently defining himself against the Republican front runner, John Cox, and he's saying, you know, John Cox stands with Donald Trump and gun control. And we were wondering, why is Gavin taking on John Cox, the Republican, at this point of the game before we even go into the one-on-one? And it was, you know, brought to our attention by insiders in the camps that, well, take a look at that. He's defining himself against John Cox, sending a message to Republicans that John Cox is the Republican to vote, is a Republican, and maybe you should vote for him in the hopes of enhancing John Cox by sort of slamming him. It's a reverse strategy, but in a crowded field like this, that's the idea. Is for him, he wants to get a Republican in the race, and the other Democrats want to be the Democrats as the second runner. So it should be an interesting night. And like I said, if you're not watching the Warriors game, well, tune in and see if Gavin can make it out alive.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.